This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Reparations, Qualifications, and Confusion. As Nicole Hannah-Jones fan, I follow her arguments carefully and approvingly in a recent piece in the New York Times as she demolished one quick fix after another that would achieve increased racial equity, as she built up to her conclusion that reparations were the only essential correct path. As she worked her way up the mountain, she brushed aside voices that would say their ancestors were innocent or they were recent immigrants by saying reparations are a societal obligation in a nation where our Congress sanctioned slavery. Congress passed laws protecting it, and our federal government initiated, condoned, and practiced legal racial segregation and discrimination against black Americans till half a century ago. And so it is the federal government that pays. That makes sense and sounds right to me. Everyone was affected. Everyone pays. Hannah-Jones then argues that reparations would go to any person who has documentation that he or she identified as a black person for at least 10 years before the beginning of any reparations process and can trace at least one ancestor back to American slavery. Later she adds that technical details are frankly the easier part. Compared to the politics, surely, the devil is also in these details. If we are to finally achieve racial equity, but her firm formulation leaves me confused about the narrowness of the qualifications she lays out here. We can all agree that racial segregation and discrimination against black Americans endured until half a century ago. Why then would it be necessary for a potential claimant for any reparations benefits to be able to document and prove that they can trace at least one ancestor to American slavery? The first slave ship from Britain landed in America with a cargo of 150 Africans in 1684, 336 years ago. Slave documentation was largely non-existent. First names were common. Last names often didn't exist or were taken from the owner's name. Even at the time of the Civil War, this was a fraught situation. In the South and along the border states, slavery was still practiced, while African Americans were technically free in the other states. Records and lineage to slavery should not be a disqualifier. Discrimination was race and color-based, universally practiced, and state-sanctioned. To achieve any degree of equity, anyone with records to whatever magic date could be agreed, ended state-sanctioned discrimination, should qualify for some portion of any reparations. A credible argument should be that those state sanctions continue to this date in many areas, healthcare, morbidity, housing and banking excess, etc. So any easier qualification might be to extend potential benefits to anyone black or African-American who's a citizen of the United States at time of passage and effective implementation. To achieve racial equity, the approach needs to be encompassing, not limiting. All boats need to rise, even if some might get more benefits than others based on more direct lineage to slavery's practice. To heal a nation, there needs to be no division. All were harmed. When we finally do right, we should do right by everyone. That's not technical. It's just true. Everyone is affected, everyone pays, and everyone benefits. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.